At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Jen, member of the Ghoul Squad. You're listening to A Paranormal Chicks, so buckle up and get ready, and remember, creep it real and don't get scared. Or if you do get scared, just don't fear pee yourself, because that is just embarrassing.
Hey y'all, I'm Donna.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are Paranormal Chicks.
Sinister Sightings 277.
And you just heard an intro.
It's been a hot fucking minute.
It has, and she came in with a bang. I love it.
Speaking my language, fear pee.
I know. That is so you.
If you are on the Patreon and this is one of your benefits to be like Jen and send in a intro, send it in to us at aparanormalchicks@gmail.com. But it has to be like part of your Patreon level.
It's 10 and above.
There you go. Okay. The first story this week was actually handwritten into us, which I love. But also, you got hands of steel, because my hand's cramping just reading this.
My hand cramps and it smears.
Yeah, well, you're a lefty. Okay. Hey, lovely ladies. I'm Andrea and have never written in, but I have a good one for you. Obviously, I love the podcast. I started listening 3 years ago, and I'm so into y'all talking. Something about y'all's voices. Anywho, this was a story my grandma told me. She grew up in Mexico. Her parents had a little store they ran up until her dad died. She was about 6 years old when he passed. They had to sell the store. My grandma said she would talk to his picture and tell him she missed the caramels he would let her take from the store. This is where it gets creepy / sad. In her mind, she said he would give her a coin to go buy a caramel. So she would go to the store with her, quote, coin, and the new owners would kick her out because she didn't have a coin. This happened about 4 times until her mom told her she had to stop going to the store because they no longer owned it. Word got around and a lot of cruel little shitheads would make fun of her. What do y'all think? Do you think this was her dad or her imagination? Sorry for my shitty grammar. I learned to write in English when I was 12 and I'm 30 and still suck at it. Keep up the good work. Love, Andrea. Yes, you can put me on blast. So she would just like picture in her mind's eye her dad giving her the coin and she would like think it was in her hand and then she would go and they'd be like, get out.
I guess so. That's sad and that people would make fun of her and stuff.
I mean, she was like 6, wasn't she?
Yeah. And I do love a good caramel.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite flavors. But I feel like it was probably her imagination.
Yeah.
Especially at 6, like losing your parent and all. I think it was probably her imagination. But what do I know? Because I'm feeling like, couldn't his ghost just, like, pick up a nickel somewhere and give it to her so she didn't, so she could actually buy something?
Okay, the next one. Someone on the stairs, ? Hey, girls, it's Regina. I sent you a couple of stories already to Sinister Sightings. I have so many stories to tell you. Okay, so here's my second story for y'all. A little bit of backstory. We moved into a house when I was a freshman in high school. It was a 2-story house, and I loved it. My brother and cousin had bedrooms upstairs. At the bottom of the stairs was a bathroom. I would get up in the middle of the night to go use the restroom, and I would hear someone running down the stairs. I would hurry up and finish up my business so that the boys didn't have to wait on me to get out of the bathroom. But when I would open the door, there wouldn't be anyone there, nor did I hear anyone go back up the stairs, just down the stairs. So after this happened several times, I mentioned it to the boys. I asked, were you waiting on me last night to come out of the bathroom? If so, I'm sorry I didn't mean to stay in there so long. They both looked at me like, what? That wasn't us. Our house was definitely haunted. There were so many weird things that happened at that house. There was a teenage boy who was killed while he was living at that house with his parents in a car accident. Not sure, but that could have been him. Well, that's all I have for now. I will definitely send more stories in the future. I don't know if it was a boy or not, but I will say I love that they only went down the stairs, because who wants to go up the stairs?
Not this girl.
Not me.
Also, every time you said boys, you know what it reminded me of?
Boy, 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 boy.
Okay, no, that's girl, but.
Did y'all ever hear her do that?
Girl, 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 girl. I don't know why. That was such a thing around here. Why? What even is it?
I never heard it till you did it.
Well,
that wasn't cool, apparently.
No, it reminded me of, remember that time in college when you were taking our quiz online? And I fell asleep.
Yes. World lit.
She would have to sit at the computer and take the quizzes. And I would have the book open to help search for the answers. And one time, every time, I fell asleep while we were doing it. And I talked in my sleep. And I said, did you put it on the boys? And she was like, what? What the fuck? Like, help me. Yes. But just the way you said boys reminded me of how you would tell me that I said that, you know? Yeah.
And then she said, did he go west?
No, I said, did I say east?
Oh, yeah, that's it. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's a timed quiz. I'm over here and trying.
We got unlimited attempts. It's fine.
Why was that the biggest book, though? Do you remember how big that was?
Yes. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I'm like, I don't want to take this class. And then when I freaking went to Texas, it didn't count anyway. Well, before we get into these stories anymore, we got to talk about Miracle Maid.
If y'all didn't know, it is hot outside and also inside.
Between the 100 plus degree temperature, like actual temperature, not feels like temperature, and my poor air conditioner doing its best to keep up, it's literally like, I can't do it anymore. It's hot during the day, but you don't have to be hot at night because that impacts your sleep so much.
And also, if you're listening to this and you're like, I do not sleep hot, I don't care, it doesn't matter, because if you sleep cold, if you are so cold that you're like, oh, I need another blanket on sometimes, Miracle Maid sheets will regulate your temperature to both of those. It's not just because it's hot. That's how it works for us, because we both sleep hot. But if you are someone who sleeps really cold, this will also help you there.
How in the world does Miracle Maid bedding do that? Well, because they are inspired by NASA, which means they're smart. And they use silver-infused fabrics that help with the temperature regulation, so you can sleep at that perfect temperature all night long.
And if you know anything about Carrie, you know she loves her sleep. And I don't really love my sleep, but I need to get good quality sleep while I am catching those Z's, and Miracle Maid sheets make sure I do.
We all need good sleep to be productive, to meet our goals, like literally for everything, you need good sleep. And Miracle Maid bedding will help you. And in addition to helping you sleep better, Miracle Maid bedding also makes you have to do laundry less, because their sheets have like a self-cleaning property because of that silver, that it will prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth. So that means that you don't have to wash your sheets as often, and they're not going to stink. You're not going to be sleeping on bacteria that clogs your pores, causes breakouts, and all the things. You can sleep clean with Miracle Maid.
And I know we go on and on and on about Miracle Maid sheets, but they really are the best quality I've ever slept on. They're so luxurious, but they don't have that high price tag.
You're getting so much bang for your buck with Miracle Maid bedding.
And in the bed, that's where the magic happens, right?
So stop sleeping on sheets that are going to lead to acne, allergy, stuffy nose, sweaty Betty, or chilly willy nights. Head on over to trymiracle.com/creep and get you some Miracle Maid sheets today. And If you go trymiracle.com/creep, you're going to get 40% off. But if you use the promo code creep at checkout, you're going to get 3 free towels and save an extra 20% off.
And Miracle Made Sheets, they're so confident in their product that it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you will get a full refund.
So upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/creep and use the promo code creep to claim a free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off.
Again, that is trymiracle.com/creep, C-R-E-E-P, to treat yourself.
Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. Okay, the next one. Hey, ladies, it's Sarah from Illinois again. I gathered some stories from friends and family to help keep sinister sightings going and ease Carrie's anxiety. All names have been changed. So let's start with my brother from another mother, James. About 10 minutes north from us is a town called Elkhart. It's a tiny little town in the middle of nowhere. There's an old cemetery that's there and is said to either be on an Indian burial ground or native land, which isn't all of America. Anyway, over 10 years ago, he and his friends went there to do some hood rat shenanigans, as there's not much else to do out there but hang out in graveyards. They were goofing around and began to hear drums. Not like a marching band or the local metalheads garage band practice, but Native American drums. They were trying to figure out where it was coming from when they realized it was all around them. They started heading back to the car when the wind picked up and the sound began to swell. They started running to the car at that point. Needless to say, they haven't been back. I went recently with another friend and found out I have family from the 1800s buried there. Usually graveyards give me an uneasy yet peaceful feeling, but this one felt like we weren't supposed to be there. James had another experience after he played with a Ouija board. There wasn't a lot that happened during the session, but afterwards, his life turned upside down for a while. Within a week of playing with the board, he was in an accident with a tractor, totally destroying his car. He got into another accident where he slid off a freshly graveled country road within an S-curve. Every day, it seemed like something would happen. He had horrible luck. We worked together at the haunted store I've written in about. And he came to work one day after a string of mishaps, freaking out about how to get rid of the Ouija board and hopefully turn his luck around. I guess he thought since I'm a pagan Satanist, I should know, but I'm not silly enough to play with one. We did some Google searches and eventually got rid of it by burying it. He vowed never to touch a Ouija board ever again. Moving on to my sister from another mister, Lynn. She never had any experiences until she moved in with her then fiance. It was an old house. She was setting up a workout area in the basement and had cleared everything from the floor. She turned around to find a small wallet-sized photo of an old man. The picture quality looked like it was either from the early 1900s or maybe even the late 1800s. She had never seen this man or the picture in her life, and neither had her fiance, and she was 100% certain that she had cleaned the floors and she would have known if a picture was there. After finding it, the activity in the house went crazy. The first one being while she was in the shower. The caddy that was hanging from the shower head was lifted up and dropped, causing it to slide to the end, almost falling off. Her razor fell off, knocking the blade out, and she never found the blade. She knows it didn't go down the drain because she had a hair catcher with holes that were far too small for it to get through. After that, she kept her razor outside of the shower unless she was using it. She had some of us over for dinner one night, and I downloaded a ghost app. We caught the name Willem and Germany. There was spots on the radar in the app by the basement door suggesting that someone was standing there. The activity continued. Their TV would turn off and on by itself, and her microwave would turn on in the middle of the night. I guess Willem, I don't know if it's William, it's W-I-L-L-H-E-L-M, needed a snack. They bought a small frame for his picture and left it on the wall when they moved out, telling him goodbye and to take care of the house and not scare any new tenants. In 2022, Lynn and her now husband bought a house, and at first there wasn't any activity until recently. In September, she found out she was pregnant with her first child. Ever since, she's had 3 glasses break while sitting on the counter, and her cats, she has 5, started sensing something in the house. They've heard people walking upstairs and voices in other rooms. They take care of her niece part-time, and she's pointed at the walls and the doorways saying hi. It doesn't feel threatening, but she asked me to sage her house However, the activity hasn't stopped. I think it could be her grandparents, who she was very close to, who died almost a year apart. I think they're excited about the baby and are playing with her niece. I'm interested to see if the activity picks up at all once the baby gets here in May. The next story is about my cousin Hunter. In 2009, he married his now ex-husband, and they moved to Seattle, Washington. The house they lived in was his father-in-law's old house. From the moment they moved in, things were chaotic. They never fought, but they did while they lived there. They had three wine glasses fly off the shelf and shatter while they were in the living room watching TV. One day, while Hunter was at work, his ex watched the toaster move across the counter. He turned back to the TV, and when he looked back in the kitchen, some of the cabinet doors had opened. He left until Hunter came home, and they decided to move into a camper on the same ground as the house. His ex-father-in-law said that he never experienced any activity while living there. Hunter likes to say the ghost was homophobic, and that's why it tormented them and caused such hostility between them. They would hear knocking on the camper doors and windows all the time, and the arguing never stopped. They decided to separate less than a year after their marriage, and Hunter moved back here. The next experience he had was with me at Crybaby Bridge. There are tons of tales about why the bridge is haunted, from a school bus that got stuck and the kids died to a tale of a woman in the 1800s being forced to throw her babies in the water that runs underneath the bridge. Either way, you're supposed to hear crying, and if you put your car in neutral, it moves across the bridge and there are handprints on the back. I think I wrote in about this years ago, but our experience was a little different. We saw a humanoid shadow moving in the woods, and Hunter was recording audio with his phone. We caught whispers and some other strange noises. The next story was one I experienced with my best friend Marie. We were both huge fans of Heath Ledger, so when he died right before The Dark Knight came out, we were, of course, devastated. Marie is an amazing artist. One night, she was drawing Heath Ledger as a Joker, and we were talking about ghosts and spooky things, when suddenly a flash of light struck right in Marie's face. It was like when you run your thumb over a lighter and it doesn't light, it just sparks. She jumped and screamed. I was facing away from her, but I saw the flash. Obviously, it wasn't the ghost of Heath Ledger, but we pulled out a ghost app and started asking questions and taking pictures. We caught some weird-looking orbs. I'm not sure, but we got the name St. Augustine. I still have no idea if that was their name or if they were referring to Florida. We pulled back the reins on the spooky stuff after that. The final story I have for you today isn't really paranormal, although it might seem that way for people experiencing it. My mom has been legally blind all of her life. She had partial removal of her cornea when she was 12 and was completely blind in her right eye. She has irisitis, which is the swelling and irritation in the colored ring around your eye's pupil. She also has macular degeneration, which is a disease that affects a person's central vision. In 2021, she was diagnosed with chronic dry eye on top of everything else, which was the final straw that caused her to lose 98% of the vision in her left eye. In 2022, she began seeing things that weren't there. I keep a pretty clean house spiritually, so I was sure it wasn't that. She went to the eye doctor, and he told us about Charles Bonnet syndrome, which is visual hallucinations caused by the brain's adjustment to significant vision loss. She sees people, sometimes if she's thinking about someone, whether they're dead or alive, she'll see them. During Christmas, we were watching The Santa Claus on Disney Plus, and I was describing what was happening. A few days later, she saw little people walking around the house. The scariest was when she was seeing skeletons. Her favorite movie is Poltergeist, and we had watched it recently. She was absolutely terrified, seeing them in the doorway of the bathroom and sitting next to her in the chair. She's in great health for 74, but we took her to a psychiatrist, and they did up her anxiety medicine, which seems to have helped a little. On the way to the doctor's appointment today, she said she saw the Easter window clings on my car window. I don't have any window clings on my window. Once she understood that what she was seeing isn't real and it can't hurt her, she just tells the people, skeletons, or creatures hello when she sees them. I can't imagine how scary that must have been at first. That's all for now. Sorry if it was long. Love you both and the community you've created. Other podcast groups are so toxic at times, but the Creepinati has always been fun and a safe place for weirdos to congregate. Stay spooky, my friends, and keep it creepy. Did you do that bridge, or do I just remember that bridge from her story before?
Probably just remember that bridge.
Okay.
But there are a few crybaby bridges, though.
Oh, okay. Because I remembered that about the woman with the kids. Seems like Hunter had a little bit of a poltergeist up in there making them fight and all of that.
Yeah, don't like that.
And the banging on the camper once they did move out, that's right. Scary as fuck. Because I'm picturing them like out in the country, you know?
Same. Also, her friend who had the hair catcher and the shower, do you mm-hmm. have one of those?
No. Should I? Yes.
I thought about that when you were reading it, but we don't interrupt to talk about it.
Yeah.
But when there are stories like this, I just want to like say something right there. And I'm like, ugh.
I know.
Remember.
Yeah, definitely should have one of those. But it kind of grosses me out. Like my own hair grosses me out. So.
But you put it on the wall.
It's different. On the wall is so different to me than in the drain. I think it's because it gets like weird feeling. Like yeah. because of like the, what's it called? Conditioner and stuff running yeah. through it. That it's a sensory thing. More so than like the hair, you know? Also, I don't know that I can even do like a ghost app, but I'm sure not fucking with a Ouija board.
I want to.
Yeah, you can just want all you want. Unless you want to sit there and hold hands by yourself. Well, I know you don't hold hands, but you get the point.
Well, we're not all you watching Sister Act with your fake boyfriend holding hands, okay?
Must you bring him into this?
Oh, God. Okay. But also, when you said that her, like, three glasses broke, and then you said she had, like, five cats, I was like, oh, her cats. But then, like, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
But then you said, and they watch her niece sometimes mm-hmm. or something. I'm like, wait, the cats? But
oh, Lord.
I was all about the cats.
Well, see, I was thinking at first where this was going was that the cats were feeling that she was pregnant and things were changing. And so they were acting out, knocking the stuff over. But then I was like, well, the niece is a little different. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel like the cats probably really do sense the difference in her body and like know it's different. And they probably are acting out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into Donna's story, we have to talk about Factor because y'all know we freaking love these Factor meals.
You know what? Factor has the it factor.
You can't beat them. There's no prep. There's no mess. It's never frozen. And they're tasty.
And better yet, they only take 2 minutes to be ready.
And, you know, everybody's got different needs as far as their meals, like what type of diet that they're on. Some people want more calorie smart. Some people are wanting to focus more on protein.
That's me.
Some people are like, just give me something good to eat that I don't have to cook.
That's also me.
Well, Factor's got you covered. There are over 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week.
You're never going to get bored with your meal. And also, all of these are dietitian approved. And did I say they're ready in 2 minutes? 2 minutes.
But it's also not just like dietitian approved and all of that. It's ingredients that you can trust. Because you're getting restaurant quality meals with premium ingredients that are quick and easy that you don't have to cook. You don't have to shop. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean up. You don't have to prep it. You don't have to do all the things. You just pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes and then feast.
They really are chef crafted, super delicious. I haven't had one that I haven't liked.
The two things I think that I was the most surprised about with Factor. One is that if something had a sauce, like a pasta or like a sauce on a piece of chicken or something, it was a lot of sauce, like in a mm-hmm. good way. Like you weren't like, dang, I just need a little more sauce for this last three bites or whatever.
Right.
Like it was always plenty. And then the other thing was the vegetables that come in it, how good the vegetables actually were.
Yeah, they definitely don't taste like you would think from something that was prepackaged.
Right. The ones that I had, they had like a dollop of like herb butter or something on them that just like melted and helped with the flavoring. Like they were just so flavorful and not just like steamed broccoli. It was steamed broccoli with a good flavor to them.
Right. And it almost like sauteed sometimes.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just like, oh, plain vegetables. They were exciting and they meshed with the dish.
Yeah, because every time I've gotten like frozen foods and all of that that I've tried to do for meal stuff like this, I've never wanted to eat the vegetables. I either have to force it or I throw them away.
Same.
And I don't do that. I literally eat it all with Factor Meals.
Me too.
Head to factormeals.com/creep50 and use the promo code creep50. And that's going to get you 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code CREEP50 at factormeals.com/CREEP50. Again, to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
You will not be disappointed in these meals. Head on over to factormeals.com/CREEP50 and use the promo code CREEP50.
If there's one thing you can trust about us, we're going to tell you if the food is good. Okay, the next one. Dear Donna and Carrie, hello, hello. I'm a new listener, subscriber, Patreoner, lady, and I absolutely love listening to you gals. I live in Gilbert, Arizona with my two sweet puppy girls, Bendy and Bear Bear. They send hugs and kisses. I breed leopard geckos, and I have a house full of those as well. Fun stuff for a lady my age. Just thought I'd share. Donna, I have to tell you, I cried right along with you at the loss of your sweet baby Marboo. I lost my elder Australian Shepherd, Jester, that same week, and I just felt so badly for you. Just wanted to say, Marboo was one lucky pup to have you as a mom. I have so many stories, but I will start with one that still, to this day, makes me go, My story took place in 1979. I was 14, and I was in Daytona Beach, Florida, for a family vacation. My mother and I were walking along the beach. It was late afternoon, and it was our first day of a two-week stay at the lovely Whitecaps Beach Motel, our family's favorite vacation spot back then. As we were splashing around at the edge of the water, checking out the tiny shells and trying to stand in one spot while the waves washed around our feet, which is harder than you think, I happened to look up at the sky. It was a gorgeous sunny day, blue skies and lots of fluffy white clouds. One cloud in particular caught my attention. It was really, really big and really, really close seeming. As I looked closer, I could see that this cloud was somehow sculpted into the shape of a beautiful castle, complete with turrets, flags, bricks, the whole nine. This was not your usual, oh, that cloud looks like a dog kind of sighting. This castle was straight out of a fairy tale. I'm not kidding. It was breathtaking. I looked over at my brother and said, "Do you see that?" He's 4 years younger than me, so he would have been 10 at the time. He said, "Yeah, that's a castle." Yep, sure was. My dad also saw it. Obviously, cell phones weren't a thing back then, and we had left our little Polaroid camera back at the motel, so we didn't get a picture. It didn't seem like anyone else could see it, as no one else was pointing it out. To this day, I've tried and tried to figure out what the fuck, but no luck. In trying to learn what this was, I learned of something called Fata Morgana, which is sort of a mirage out over the ocean. But this castle was nothing of the sort. It looked for all the world like a castle carved out of a cloud and stuck up in the sky. There's another kind of mirage that generally looks like an upside down image of a town or whatever, but this thing was right side up and freaking humongous. We went on about our day and never really talked about it much. Also weird, right? I did ask my brother if he remembered it the other day, and he remembers it well. I would love to hear if anyone else has experienced anything like this. I've shared my story on Jim Harold's campfire, and he even put it in one of his coloring books. And Into the Fray. So I couldn't wait to share it here as well. Keep on with your bad selves, and thank you so much for making me laugh and cry in the best way possible. Stay safe, creep it real, don't get scared, and don't forget to look up when you're walking on the beach. Much love, Lisa S. in Arizona. I think I've told y'all this story before, but one time me and Tiffany were in the car. I'm pretty sure we were in the car. Anyway, but we were, I mean, when you look at clouds and you're like, oh, that looks like a what, blah, blah, blah. But she said, that looks like a flying squirrel, a smoking flying squirrel. And I was like, what? Like, that's oddly specific. But I do love looking at clouds. And I don't know what I would have done had it been like just such a like detailed cloud.
Yeah. Too bad you like couldn't have gotten a picture of it. Like, I completely understand why, but like, dang.
Yeah. I thought about like, you know, because in Florida where they have those like the helicopters that have the, yeah, like, what do you call it? Advertisement stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if it was something like that. But, I mean, why would you think it was a cloud?
Then? Right.
You know, like, it couldn't have been that realistic that even your dad thought something that wasn't a cloud was a cloud.
Yeah, because it would have had to have been, like, a blippy or something.
Right.
Blimpy. Whatever.
Yeah.
Now I want subs.
Ooh. I do like a foot long.
I mean, to eat down and out. Well. Well, that segues perfect into the next one because it's called Spicy Encounters in the Shower.
Okay.
Hi there. My name is Martin. I'm from the UK. I've been listening to your show for several years, and I keep meaning to share my experience with you. But until now, I've never gotten around to sending them because it's a little bit on the sexual side.
Right up our alley.
Donna literally is like leaning in.
Right? Tell me more.
But in the end, I thought, why the fuck not just throw it out there? So for a bit of background, I was in the Army for 8 years, and this meant moving around to different barracks / bases. So my encounter starts when I was putting on a driving course, quite common in the military given the wide range of vehicles there are. This was being hosted on a small camp a little way away from where I was based, so I'd be staying on that camp for the duration. However, I was the only person on the course that was staying on the camp as the others, it was only a small course, lived nearby. I shared the dorm room with a different course, so fortunately, I wasn't stuck on my own, bored. But luckily for me, they were working longer days than me, which meant when I was finished for the day, it was quiet. That meant I could grab a shower while it was quiet. The showers in question are the old school type where you have a large open area and lots of shower heads on the wall. Then, on the other side of the partition, there was a door and some sinks and mirrors for shaving. My first few showers I had there, I had the distinct feeling that someone else was there. Even to the extent that after washing my hair and face, I was expecting to see somebody else in the showers with me when I opened my eyes. Despite the feeling, I never saw anyone else there. After the first few days, I had a slightly disconcerting experience while my eyes were closed. I swear I felt someone touch my shoulders and back. I spun around in surprise and nobody was there. I could see from all of the mirrors by the sink that the partition area with the sinks and the door were empty and the door was fully closed. After that experience, I went a few days without anything unusual happening. I'd been there for almost a week and some self-love was well overdue.
I'm all ears.
So one evening while I'm in the shower, I started to enjoy myself. At one point, I had my eyes closed under the shower, working away nice and soaked up when I heard one of the other showers turn on. I immediately opened my eyes in shock, thinking I had been walked in on mid-wank. But like before, nobody was there. And again, I could see from the mirrors that there was nobody behind the partition and the door was closed. There was no way somebody could have turned that shower on and got out whilst also closing the noisy heavy door without me seeing or hearing anything. I was stumped. But once my surprise settled down, I finished what I'd started.
Of course.
Cleaned up everything and then carried on with my evening, a bit confused but not thinking much of it. As we moved through the weekend into the second week, I encountered this again in pretty much the same circumstances. Except I stood under a different shower head, but it was the same shower that turned on. So the curious side of me wondered if anything different would happen if I used a shower head that had turned on twice now. So that day I did. It was the most unusual shower I had had. Every time I closed my eyes, I was convinced there was someone there with me. It wasn't a threatening presence, but it was very unusual. As well as a sense of not being alone, there was a lot more of what felt like someone touching me and not all above the waist. After the shower, I reflected a little bit, and there was part of me that was thinking, was there somebody or something else there on that previous occasion that was making their presence known and wanting me to use that particular shower space? So the next day, I decided to go all in, and I would have some more me time in there. I mean, why the heck not? If I'm being honest, the feeling the previous day of being touched when I thought I was in there alone was a lot more enjoyable than I would normally admit. Not them doing the monkey with the hands over the eyes emoji. So the next afternoon, once I finished work, I headed for my shower. And again, alone in the shower room, I went to the shower from the previous day and got started. Again, I felt a presence from the start, and as I got to washing myself, it wasn't long before the presence was really making itself known. Thanks to its encouragement, it didn't take me long to start on the self-love, and it was honestly one of the most bizarre and exciting experiences I've had. It wasn't long before I was coming to climax, and it was only afterwards that I took time to think, what the fuck has happened? That moment of clarity was the first time I started to think, am I going insane? And I'm still not sure to this day. Needless to say, I enjoyed myself in the shower for the rest of that week until the end of the course, and unfortunately, I've never returned to that camp or had any similar experiences. Very sad about that. I wasn't sure how much detail y'all wanted, so at the bottom, I will add more detailed version of the encounter I've described, so please don't scroll down to that unless you want to read. Thank you for the awesome pod. Can't wait for the next episode. Martin.
Martin, I never knew I needed a story like that, but also I now know what I want to do in the afterlife. I want to be a ghost on a base in the shower. That's what I need.
But then you never get pleasured.
I mean, I get pleasure by touching and all the things too. I just love that you were like, this is strange, but I'm going to keep doing it.
And then not you doing the jacket off thing with your hand as you're telling that.
See, I'd be good at it. That is my job as a ghost. What's your heaven like? Well, I'll tell you, I didn't know until Martin wrote in his story.
Also, all I can picture you is like sitting there at work being like tapping your pencil, like ready to get off work to go shower. You're like, drive faster in these simulations.
Right? That's hilarious. Why'd you have to do the sound?
I don't know. I just wanted to just give a little emphasis. God. Meanwhile, Martin's like writing in, I think like he's out of the military now, but literally like writing in like, can I go back to Fort Jack Me Off?
Those were the best showers.
Gosh, they're like, the showers were moldy. And it's like, come to find out, it was like all hallucination. No, it was like all hallucinations from the mold.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me. So
this reminds you of a story?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so Carrie was talking about the gym I go to with my brother and was asking if they have towels. And so I was asking him, forgot to tell you, they don't have the towels, okay?
Okay.
But he said, like, he was just telling me what he took.
Yeah.
And he said he had his little caddy and he had some shower shoes. And his friend that went with him all the time was like, bro, why are you doing that? Like, that's too much. And he's like, men are in these showers and right. They're disgusting. And I'm not stepping on anyone's dried cum in
For
these
real.
Showers. And then his friend got flip-flops. Like, it was like, oh yeah.
You're right, yeah.
And it just reminds me because, I mean, things like that happen. And,
oh.
Look, exercise gives you endorphins.
Endorphins make you happy. Happy people don't murder their husbands.
Oh, God, but that just cracked me up. Like, yeah, that's why you have to wear shower shoes in those kind of showers.
I love this story for you, Martin.
Me too. You should write this as a like an erotic thing for on Amazon.
Sure.
Like,
for sure.
Hello.
Like an erotic short story.
Yeah. Also, I'll tell you, someone else I know who's going to love that story. George.
Mm-hmm.
George B. I know. Okay, the last one. Hey, gals. My name is Caroline, and I hope y'all are doing well. I started listening to y'all around a year ago, and I love y'all so much. I'm a true believer in the paranormal and kind of empathetic. I'm able to sense when someone's energy's off and the energy in the room. Example, if a lot of people are stressed in the room, I will get very stressed out as well. Sorry for the long background on me, but I have a couple of stories for y'all. Story one. It was Christmas break and I was up very late. We're talking 2 a.m. late. We had a bunch of donation stuff in boxes in the room next to my room where my brother and sister. We all shared a room at this time. The room the boxes were in is called the Kid Zone. I'm scrolling through TikTok and I start hearing shuffling. Everyone's asleep and I'm the only one awake. The shuffling happens for a while like someone's looking for something. I quietly get up and turn on my flashlight. Then it stops and there's no one or thing there. I get very spooked and just shrugged it off and went to bed. Story two. I got up very early for school to give myself time to wake up so I don't have to rush out the door. I'm the only one downstairs, and there are a few lights on. For the layout, I'm in the sunroom, which just has a doorway, and the living room is in front, and to the right is a kitchen dining room. To the left is stairs, a bedroom, and a bathroom. I see out of the corner of my eye a what to me was a 6'4", 6'5", shadow figure dash from the kitchen to the bathroom. I sat still, frozen and afraid that something was watching me. I tried to shrug it off. Then 5-ish minutes later, that same figure dashed back into the kitchen. I was terrified and didn't know what to do. A little later, my family started to wake up and I go on about my day and not worry about it. Story three. I was in the shower and was about to get out when my anxiety shot up for no reason. Well, I took a deep breath and I thought someone was in the bathroom with me. Then in front of my eyes, it looked like the knob to turn the shower on was turning. I heard the squeaky noise it made when turning the water on and off. I knew why my anxiety had risen, and I got dried, grabbed my stuff, and went to my room, which was luckily downstairs, and I got changed. Those are all my stories currently that I think are podcast worthy and interesting. I love y'all so much. Creep it real and don't get scared, Caroline. Well, I thought that shower story was going to be another one. I was like, I oh, round two, a knob, you say?
Okay. Things do happen in the shower when you're by yourself. Somebody gets their knob slobbed on and someone.
And both things were being turned on.
Yeah.
I don't like any of those stories, though. Like,
right.
And also, you're like, I had no idea. I was terrified. I went on about my day. What? No wonder your anxiety is through the roof because you have all this shit happening around you and no resolution.
But I mean, I guess you have to. I mean, you can't just like shut down forever. You got to do what you got to do.
Right. True. I would be like, I cannot go to school. Also, though, is she not Colby who gets up really early so they don't have to rush out the door?
Yes, that is not my story in life.
I mean, it is me, like, when I have to go somewhere, like, it not just, like, work or something, but, like, I have to get ready to do something.
Something new or yeah. Something. Yes, absolutely. But not to work.
Not to work.
Coming in on two wheels.
Right. Ugh, and also, I TikTok my life away. So I know exactly what you mean by you're laying there just TikToking away.
No, not me. I don't have time in the mornings because it's that serious.
I do it in the morning. I do it at night. That lady says, hey, seems like you've been scrolling for a while.
Oh, I do that at night, but in the mornings, ain't no time.
Well, I have time because it's just like to my office in my house, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. What you use to TikTok your life away is my drive.
Yeah.
Well, I love these stories this week.
Me too.
Y'all keep them coming. If you want your story read on an episode, send it in to us at aparanormalchicks@gmail.com. And remember,
creep it real
and don't get scared.